What are the things you can glean from these off-season practices, no pads or anything? What's the most you can get out of them? It's sort of the perception of your team.
It's just a lot of mental. You know, you figure out who can, you know, compete the right way, stay off the ground, you know, do the right things. You know, there's some decisions that you do have to make with certain looks if you're on the offensive side. And same thing with the defense. And it's been productive for us.
What was your assessment in terms of how quickly and how well the rookies picked up things?
I thought that they did a good job. And those guys put a lot of time in to making sure that they knew what to do out here and were able to perform and, you know, play at a good speed. And that's really the thing that we're trying to get them ready for training camp, to where they can play fast and they're not slowed down because they're thinking.
What's the biggest thing you've been nervous for when practicing with your new team?
That's a tough question. I think it's just this group seems to they're gelling pretty good. They like practice against each other. They like, you know, playing together. Then you can tell there's a lot of energy out here, and I think that's really one of the things that, you know, that's going to be an improvement for us. You know, we kind of lost that a little bit last year, and I think this year we're looking like we're heading in the right direction.
You've complained in the past about the processing speed that players have had in terms of their ability to grasp things and installs. Do you see a difference?
Yeah. See, I really think there's been a big difference. We've thrown a lot of things at them, and guys are being able to take it from the meeting room to the practice field to execute it, play at a really good rate. I mean, that's been a big improvement for us.
Is this a different rate of process?
Yeah, I think we're getting it quicker. I mean, it's the third year in the offense too, so some of the guys that have been here, they're hearing it for the thousandth, you know, time. So I like the way that guys are taking it from the meeting room and to the practice field.
Has this been confirmation for you, seeing the way the offense works? You had said in March this was the point you had in mind. This is very close to the offensive roster that you had in mind when you took this job. Has it been confirmed for you out here the last few weeks?
I think so. I see a lot of, you know, the guys doing the things the way we need them done, and I like the way that we're kind of handling the mental game of it as well, where things are moving fast. We're reacting very quickly. So, and really, it's going to come down to how do we handle training camp when it starts to get hot, preseason games. You know, you're always going to have an injury. Who's going to step up and fill those voids? So, you know, we still got a long ways to go because season's a long ways away, and we got a lot of work ahead of us, and we'll just keep grinding.
Adam, we've seen some good moments from David Fales. When you looked at the list of available backup quarterbacks back in March, had you basically said, "I think David's as good as any of these guys, or better than any of these guys"?
Yeah, I think after that last game, we were, you know, I was feeling good, and then by bringing Dowell in, he had been with him before, and I think he saw the improvement that a lot of us were talking about, and we felt like that was a good first step for us, and really we wanted to see how everything played out, because between free agency, the draft, you just never know how things are going to shake out, and by adding Brock and then Bryce, I think it's been a good competition, and that's really what we're going to be doing going into training camp. We're just going to keep let those guys compete and kind of see who wins that out.
This time last year, you were really confident and happy with what you saw in Ryan. 12 months later, how has he done this spring?
He's gotten better, and it's good. I mean, I really think that both Dow and Bo have done a good job. You know, we've been working a lot of pocket movement things and getting him comfortable in that aspect, and it doesn't seem like he's really, really changed much as far as worrying about bodies around him. He's out there playing, and he's throwing the ball well, and you can tell he spent a lot of time with these skilled guys in the offseason.
With the touchdown pass that David threw to Jakeem, was that a play that was called or something that he read?
Oh, he's got to read the coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, he did a good job of really taking the alert on that one, and he saw the safety bite down on it and went over the top. And those two guys have been hooking up all spring. So it's really probably one of like five of those that those two guys have hit down the field.
So do you try to keep the receivers with the quarterbacks, or do you just keep
them? We've been moving them around, and we'll be able to, you know, when we get in training camp, we'll be able to get Albert and Jakeem, you know, in there with Ryan a little more. And really right now what we're trying to do is make sure that Albert had the playbook down and he was ready to go for training camp. That was the most important thing. We wanted him to get reps. I didn't want to hold him back because he was going with that first group. But I wanted to make sure that he got as many reps as possible.
I know coaches are always looking for every little detail, but do you get a chance to to relax here a little bit and not think about football?
Are you really asking that right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a
summer. Yeah, I mean, we're going to – I'll take some time off. Coaches have to take some time off. We'll kind of recharge, and then we'll be back at it before we know it.
But you don't, right? You don't? You really don't?
No. Don't say that.
Are you sure you don't? You've been very positive about David. Has he earned at this point that he's at least the guy to beat for that job?
I think right now I don't even want to go in that direction yet because I don't have a great answer for it. I just know we're competing right now for that spot. I want to see guys playing the preseason games. I want to see kind of how training camp goes. And, you know, that's a lot of time there. And there's a lot of football to be played. So I want those guys all competing. And, you know, I'm hoping those guys all have the same mentality that they're the guy to beat.
What can you tell us that we haven't seen or don't know about how Gesicki has gone through training camp and what are these standards?
He's had some really good days. I think yesterday was a good example where, you know, we had some, you know, a two-minute drill, and we had some things in the red zone where he was able to, you know, take advantage of a couple matchups that he had. And he's aggressive to the ball, and he can make plays. He's a big man that can run, and he has really good hands. And it's been fun to watch him kind of develop and really – trying to learn this offense, and he puts a lot of time into it. He's trying to be one of those guys that can play fast.
Mentally?
He's been good.
Speaking about tight ends, Marquise Gray, he's one of two former quarterbacks that you have in this offense. What does that do? Has that helped them process the offense a little bit better?
I think so, because he knows how the quarterbacks, how he's thinking, what he could do to be quarterback friendly. I know that term gets thrown around a lot, but when you're a former quarterback, you understand that. And I think him being in the third year in the offense, too, I think he sees the big picture now. He's not thinking. He's reacting, and he's playing fast. And he had a really good spring. And, you know, it's really going to be interesting just to see how the whole, you know, training camp plays out, because we got a lot of guys right now. We got to figure out who's playing and who's going to be doing what. And we're going to have a lot of decisions to make with what personnel groupings, who's going to be with what.
The camps, just your thoughts on Cordray and Limpid. Obviously, there's competition there, and Bobby as well. Any one of the three particularly impressive?
I think right now Tony's just going to keep grinding to make sure that he's as close to 100% as he can be for training camp. You know, every day is going to be a learning experience for all those guys because they're all so young, and I think it's good competition. I think those guys they understand that, you know, it's going to be – you know, we're going to play the best guy and kind of see how the whole thing shakes out.
Any concern, from a position standpoint on defense? There were questions about the third linebacker spot, obviously Stephon Garvin, Baker competing there, defensive tackle. Do you have any concern roster-wise on defense, or you feel good about all those groups?
I feel good. We'll figure out the right personnel grouping for us, and, you know, once we get through training camp and the preseason stuff, and it'll shake out the right way, and we'll put the best 11 players on the field.
What last question do you think that Sitton has had on Tunsil? Not in terms of how they fit together on the field, but in terms of maybe his demeanor or his mindset.
Well, I think it's a good guy that when you're the guy that you're playing next to, you kind of see how he operates. You see how he works in meeting rooms and then comes on the field and works individual, really. That's the thing I've been most impressed with, to watch, you know, our individual and watch even our veteran players, how serious they take it, how they try to get better in those drills, because they know it's going to apply so much to when they get on the practice field and during games. So I think him seeing that, and then I also just think him being able to talk to him every day as far as, hey, what do we want to do here? How do we want to set on this, these pass rushes? And those two guys working in tandem, that's going to be a big thing for us.
We haven't seen the Robert Quinn bend. What?
I have. A lot.
Describe it, please.
Well, it's very freakish. I mean, the way he turns the corner is unreal. You know, I've only seen one guy really kind of do what he does, and that was in Denver. And, you know, he's done a good job because he's trying to stay away from the quarterback. But he turns that corner, and it's impressive. It's very low to the ground.